Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm sure he would like to. He tends to rise to the occasion, I think, against some of the bigger market clubs when the lights are bright. Yes.
Do you have the lineup?
I don't. Is he in it?
This is from an unofficial account, but the Pirates lineup, Frazier. Could this be right? Frazier leading off, Reynolds, Horwitz, Gonzalez, Cruz, Pham, Triolo, Davis, Kiner, Falefa.
So Cruz is four?
Five.
Five. Interesting.
Yeah. So dropped in the lineup.
But still in the lineup.
Well, I mean, maybe that's worse. I mean, you know, if we're going to talk about a heavy hand here, this might be a fist. You know what I mean?
And, it might be.
You know, so that, I didn't.
I'm assuming this kid, this fireballer, is he a lefty?
No, he's right. He's right-handed.
He's a righty?
He is.
Holy bird mouth limits.
I mean, I didn't have option C there. That's pretty brilliant, actually. Donnie doesn't screw around.
Well, he did kind of by not taking immediate action on Cruz with the Texas center field debacle.
Well, I think it's one of those things where you give a guy an opportunity, you know, with that soft hand, and then again you hold the other one behind your back, knowing that if you cross him again, it's, you know.
I do hear that.
Not to steal a term out of the news here over the last 72 hours, but total obliteration, right?
I want to see the Pirates actually tweet this. Why can't I find the Pirates official account?
They just have not posted it yet.
Give me a second.
Well, then how do other people
have it? Well, because the lineup can be posted and the media can see it, but yet the Pirates have not officially tweeted.
I don't even know if these were official media people who tweeted it.
Why did you go with it?
I told you right from the beginning it was an unofficial account.
What account is it? Call him
out. I don't know. Some guy. How would he know, by the way?
Some guy. MLB Scoops has it, Dan. They're the ones that put it out there.
They did?
No, I'm just throwing out random accounts.
Give me a second. I'll find it.
He'll find it.
I have a portal.
I could be totally wrong. The game starts in 2 hours. Why aren't we?
Give me a second. Just hold tight.
Don't they have the lineup
everybody
usually
relax.
By now? Limits?
Everybody relax.
Usually MLB.com will have it, so let me look.
Yeah, it's correct. Frazier, Reynolds, Spence with Gonzalez, Cruz is hitting fifth in center field. Pham in left, Triolo, Davis, IKF.
And the Pirates just tweeted it out.
By the way, I like, and I heard somebody else say this, I think Greg Brown yesterday, say that he likes Cruz lower in the lineup. So do I. He's not a leadoff guy. It's too much. He leads the league in strikeouts. You can't have that guy be your leadoff guy.
I've been saying that for a long time. I argue with Noah Hiles about this.
The Noah Constrictor.
I did, and he's, you know, and my argument was coming at a bad time when they moved him to the one spot of the order, and that really seemed to get him going, and he was starting to go off, and I said, all right, well, I'm going to leave well enough alone. It's working. Sure, there's plenty of reason to like him. It extrapolates some big-time base running value out of him. You know, you get somebody on for Reynolds.
Yeah.
You open up that right side of the infield. Like, there's a lot of reasons to like him atop the batting card, but I really wanted to see Joey Bart hit third at the time, Cruz hit four, because I think that protection with Bart could do him some wonders for him to be able to drive the baseball. I think Cruz can be a great protector for others and lengthen this lineup. So Kutch getting a day off his feet, sounds like. So that's the...
Yes, he is. Let's get back to the Noah Constrictor, if you don't mind.
Sure.
His two questions for Don Kelly last night were tremendous and evoked the... Kelly was very measured and, you know, not irritated, it didn't seem at all, with his responses.
Matter of fact,
that contrasted greatly to when the Noah Constrictor went after Shelty for why Rowdy Tellez was now an everyday reliever.
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Play the rest of that.
Probably a little fresh.
There was a second part that I really want Dan to hear. Not that he's never heard it before. Here we go.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. No, you don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
It's 11 to nothing, Dan.
Well, that was one of the great back and forths in Noah Constrictor history.
I don't think he'd say that.
I actually liked it because Shelton, you know, he got a little irritated and we just wanted to see him get irritated. But the part that I was, you don't have to ask that.
Yeah.
That was the worst part for me in him not getting it. Yeah, you do have to ask
you
it.
You do have to ask it.
You're going to be asked that. Accept it. You can be frustrated. You can say whatever you need to say and respond however you want to respond. You can be ticked at the person for asking it, sure, but having an expectation that would not be asked is
right.
That means you just don't really understand what the job entails.
Right. A little odd to see your first baseman as an everyday reliever. Dan, when do you have to go now?
I'm on the air at 1.
Where?
On location. Our good friends at Julian Gray Associates. They're having us.
So when do you need to leave? Give me a time.
No,
now?
It's okay. They're right down the road. They're okay. On Green Tree Road. Wonderful people.
Oh, they're on
yes.
Green Tree Road. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Play for Dan another little treat. This was Greg Brown dropping a little bit of a bombshell here with the Mulsey show yesterday, Dan. Listen to this.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big, talking to him on Sunday on that radio show. He discounted the idea. I mentioned, you know, maybe nothing just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
How big? How do you define big, Dan?
Well, that's what we were saying when we were talking about Hayes. I mean, that he's gone and my percentages were what they were, because I think that he's got to retool this thing and figure out that, okay, I've got the pitching. I can probably sacrifice a little pitching, which is going to be the ask on the other end of the phone.
Yes.
But I also have to maybe get off a little bit of money if I want to extend Cruz, if I want to even have a puncher's chance at Paul Skeens. You know, there's some things that are standing in the way to that end. And, you know, I have some controllable relievers.
Yes.
And for this year, if you have to kind of melt down your bullpen, which I think can be rebuilt pretty quickly, easily, affordably, then maybe you trade both Santana and Bednar. Maybe it's probably a three-way deal of some respect. But yeah, I'm picking up exactly what Greg was putting down. I was listening very carefully to that radio show, and he's right. I mean, I would urge anybody to go back and listen to it. It sounds like it's somebody that is poised to make some bigger deals to try to capitalize on this window. And here's the thing I found really fascinating. I was looking up yesterday. When the Pirates score at least 5 runs lately, they're on a 9-game win streak. You get to 5, they've won 9 straight games, because since Donnie Kelly took over, this starting staff is the best in baseball. And if you just get enough offense, there's reason to believe that they are the best team in baseball with their record when they score 5. It's way too few and far between, but again, 9 straight games they've won if they score at least 5 runs. That's impressive. It's right up there with the best teams in baseball. Small sample size, but it's, I think, an encapsulation of how far yet how close they are.
That's what I said, too. Like, people say you think the Pirates are close. Well, I do, but when I say close, like a huge, impactful bat, just one, I think, would make a giant difference. That's close, but it's also very far away, because Where and how do you get that bat, let alone two of them?
And it's not going to be through free agency, and nor should it be. They've failed abjectly, I guess, in developing. And so now moving pieces around is about the only pathway they have.
Dan, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for taking the time. What time does your show start today?
It starts at 1 o'clock. I said that to you 30 seconds ago.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was distracted.
Do you listen to anything that I say?
Everything you say, except for that, the little details. But I listen to your pirate opinions. I think that went over my head. I'm sorry. Did you hear him
you
say
need
that?
To apologize. Limits?
Yes.
Remember you remember you actively engaged me about the time that I had left remaining with you?
I did.
And then where I had to be, what
all
time I
heard
I had to
was
be there.
You really didn't have to go yet. That's the only thing I heard. And then I was like, "All right, I'm moving on. What do I want to ask him now?"
Do you know what, Austin? Here's a podcast idea for you and I.
Okay.
What's Joe's wife's name?
Susie.
Susie.
Let's do an hour-long podcast with Susie where we just sit down and ask all the pressing questions. What's it like? Tell us. Number, are you okay?
Are you happy that Joe golfs every day?
What
you
is,
get less of Joe during the day?
What is it like?
Susie might answer the way that Dan answered the seventh rung of hell, the famous quote from Dan. This is what she would say if you asked her, what is life like at home with Joe? Do you have that one, Limits?
Yes, but I need just a second to be able to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's a great idea for a podcast.
I mean,
Dan.
Susie Starkey, in depth, and we talk about nothing but you. That would be wild. That would be amazing content.
Yeah, her and Ron used to commiserate over me, although she doesn't allow me to sing or do any of my yawns, anything. They're all outlawed in the house.
What does she do? I mean, does she throw something at you? Does she yell at you?
She gave me, there's a video where I did my yawn and she turns around and gives me the finger. And that was the end of that.
We'd bring Ron out of retirement to join us on the podcast.
That would be fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
Awkward silence.
I guess Limits is still searching for that.
It was named something weird.
We've lost the moment, Limits.
I know.
We've lost the moment
on
this.
It was named something weird.
Dan, you're a wonderful man, and we look forward to you previewing this game.
It's going to be a good one. Should be a good ball game, as Parada would say.
Oh, let me ask you that on the way out. My God, how can we overlook? This is one of the matchups of the year in Major League Baseball.
I mean, we were all clamoring for Skeens Skubal last week. This is worth the wait. It's better. 6'7", he throws 100 to his slider. This Mizorowski kid,
yeah.
The slider is 95 miles an hour. His slider.
We could see a double no-hitter today.
That would be wild, wouldn't it?
I can't wait to watch this. I'm going right home and watching it.
How about Skeens? Okay, June, a 101 ERA.
What's his record?
0-1.
He's incredible.
Go
his
to
batting
hell,
average
Mulsey.
Against Joe in June. His batting average against, what do you think?
110?
136.
Wow.
He's 0-1.
That might be the most incredible stat in baseball history.
0-1 with a 101 ERA. He's given up 3 earned runs in 26 and 2/3. A 136 batting average against. He's 0-1. Now, I will say this. Pirates collectively have won 4 of his last 5 starts. They're up to 500 in the 16 starts that he's made. They're 8-8. So it's not like they've lost 2/3 of the games.
Yeah. It's getting, I suppose, marginally better.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
Thank you. So there was one under hell, yes?
There was, yes.
I wonder why I told Mulsey that. It could have been for an infinite number of reasons.
I don't know. It's from last summer. It's in here.
All right. Dan Zangrilli, hear him at 1 o'clock with Pirate pregame. In the meantime, Mark Cabali, the big boy, coming on to talk about some of those Aaron Rodgers clips from yesterday, to talk about the Steelers' immediate future, to take some shots at Limits, because Penn State is only ranked 3rd in some of the rankings I'm seeing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.